Well, I'm pretty fucking sure the podcast ain't going to record itself. I was going to record this yesterday, but there is no rest for the wicked. So my week where I only had to work 2 days turned into a week where I only have to work 5 days. Oh, fantastic. Great. I swear to God, I am just about to lose my mind. And considering how small that is, it won't take much to lose it. I could easily misplace it, never find it again. You can scream and shout with all your might. You could scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass the way Biden's cock has something to keep it company. And don't forget my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. You are welcome is just one more of the many services, many services that I provide here at the Cynical Libertarian Society just for you. Yes. Among those services is this, Stating the Obvious podcast that you're listening to right now. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that goes into the upper atmosphere, detonates, and sends forth an EMP pulse that wipes out all the electronics and all the electricity all the way across the continental United States. And just like that, suddenly the clock starts ticking on the inferior people. And holy shit, you think women are annoying now? Just wait. Just wait until women don't have cell phones anymore. You think they're annoying now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Because I remember us old people, us boomers, we remember the before times. Way back before cell phones existed. And when women, while they were fucked up, because women are always been fucked up, there's no getting around that. We old folks, we remember the before times, before cell phones, and before women were as fucked up as they are now. Can you imagine white women from North America when their cell phones go away? God, well, boy, you think they're insufferable now. You ain't seen nothing yet. Not only that, but here's the other thing. Talking about the EMP and the impending disaster and, you know, the electricity going off and preparedness and all this other stuff. And I keep telling you guys about water and how many of you still don't have a fucking water filter, you know, on and on and on. Think about this for a minute, though. The women's that you know, these women's, how many tampons do you think they have at home? So when the electricity goes out, how long till these women run out of tampons? So they're not going to have a cell phone, and they're not going to have any tampons. You think women are insufferable now? Just you wait. They're going to be insufferable, and they're going to stink. Good morning, children. It is 08:25, Thursday morning. This podcast should already have been released, but I did not record it yesterday because I had to work. So I just finished having breakfast, watched a little Dark Shadows. I got me a gin going on here. Plymouth gin, of course. The official alcoholic beverage of the Cynical Libertarian Society. We're going to do comments. Because I got a lot of good comments here lately. Going way back to Anarchy Moment 386, one of those two things. I'm dyslexic. Oh, my God. I'm a victim now. I'm a special interest group. It's not handicapped anymore. Special needs. There we go. Can I fucking park in the handicapped spot? Alan Roger Curry, I don't think it's the Alan Roger Curry. Alan Roger Curry asked, what happened to Dallas and Kane? Remember hearing about those guys back in 19. Dallas had no ball sack. Kane was your right-hand man. So yeah, Dallas and Kane from Weyland-Yutani. Dallas is selling insurance because he's scum. And Kane has a quote-unquote real job working at, I think it's like a manufacturing thingy. I think they do some kind of pharmaceutical manufacturing or packaging or something. I'm not really sure. But he has a quote-unquote real job now working for some corporation. And I texted him a little bit a while ago over some stuff. And I mean, he's alive and he seems to be enjoying it. He said it's really different having a real job. Shrugologist writes, Steve Harvey's shaming TradCon ass is soon to get court raped. I don't know anything about Steve Harvey or what's happening with Steve Harvey. I don't know that I have the bandwidth to care. And of course, Greeny says, what the funk? What the fuck? Dance, monkey, dance. All right, I'm down. That was racist. Yes, it was. All right, Anarchy Moment, 387. Grillcast, Red Island, OnlyFans, a funeral for the Manosphere and the rise of the Cuckosphere. Alan Roger Curry says that Cappy loves Fresh and Fit. Yes, he does. He promotes them on his channel. I think he might be the guy to ask about, probably talking about why they got demonetized. I think I did actually ask him. I think he said that they still didn't know. I mean, it's YouTube. It could be anything. Again, I'm surprised, not that, you know, I mean, I've made fun of them endlessly and will continue to do so, but despite that, I'm still shocked that they lasted on YouTube as long as they did. Alan Roger Curry also says, don't forget Cappy endorsing Modern Life Dating, Hot Dude Army, also part of Rich Cooper's network. I don't know what Hot Dude Army is. I'm not sure if I want to know. I think I saw this Modern Life Dating guy. He's some guy, right, who hangs out on Fresh and Fit. And I saw he's got facial hair and he wears sunglasses. Oh, wait, that's everyone in the Manosphere. They're all the same. That's just one more reason why it's such a joke, other than just the grifting and the fact that now, you know, it's just because I got that email from Rolo about the cryptocurrency course. Add a link in there to a video or something called Red Pill Cryptocurrency. You know, it's like when I lived in Fort Collins, because there's the Poudre River. So everything was Poudre. It's Poudre appliances. It's Poudre refrigeration. It's Poudre school supplies. You know, it's Poudre restaurant. And here in Rapid City, everything is Rapid. It's Rapid HVAC. It's Rapid storage. It's rapid mobile home park. It's Rapid restaurant. It's Rapid coffee shop. And for these people, everything is just red pill. Oh, it's red pill crypto. You know, it's red pill dating. It's red pill microphone. It's red pill YouTube. Everything is just red pill. It's just red pill. It's just, hey, look, it's red pill. Give us money. We're red pill. Guys, it's red pill supplements. It's the same supplements you can buy for a third of the price at your local fucking supplement store. But my supplements have the words red and pill written on the label. It's so fucking gay. Free Range Fornicator wrote this. You know, TGO, for someone so smart, there's an insult coming, because I do this too. You know, Rolo Tomasi, for someone who wrote The Rational Male, he sure is a dumb fuck, right? Compliments are always followed by insults. You know, TGO, for someone so smart, you sure ignored the obvious in this podcast. Well, you know, the obvious. I'm either stating it or I'm ignoring it. There's no in between. Vasectomies are promoted in order not to be trapped by some whore. Same goes for marriages. Okay, you're not wrong. Vasectomies are promoted to avoid being trapped by a whore. Although, remember, guys, here's the thing. Now, we're not going to talk about this because I might talk about this in the future. But this whole, what's his name, Russell Brandt or whatever, who's been accused of rape by a computer that's reading a script. I mean, we already know that you don't have to have ever actually physically been in the same place with a woman to have raped her. Right? If a woman that you've never been physically within 100 feet of her in her life, if she accuses you of raping her, you're guilty, right? And we're probably, if not there yet, we're probably close enough to the point that you don't actually have to have sex with a woman to get her pregnant and be financially responsible for the child. So while, yes, vasectomies are to prevent you from being trapped by some whore that you get pregnant, how long is it before, I mean, we've already had court cases where fathers have, you know, gone and they do the testing and it's not their kid, but they still have to pay for the fucking kid anyway. So my point is, I'm not saying don't get a vasectomy. I'm saying the vasectomy isn't going to save you. If a woman really wants your money, it doesn't actually matter if you're the one who impregnated her or not. She's still going to get your money because we live in a society where almost no man at all has the balls to tell women no. Anyway, free-range fornicator continues. Yes, men like that should reproduce in an ideal world. But in reality, why should someone risk his happiness just because we need more white babies? I mean, this is a legit point. Why? Why do you risk your happiness? Well, I don't know if I have a good answer right off the minute. Don't act like a trad cuck and don't say that men should sacrifice themselves. No, I'm definitely not going to say men should sacrifice themselves. And he's right. In this society, yeah, it's not. And I mean, this is the big dilemma, is that whoever the fuck we are, you know, there's going to be no saving Western civilization. Well, there's going to be no saving Western civilization in the society we're in now. Because he's right. Yes, these men should be having the kids and yada, yada, yada. But we're not in an environment where we can do these things and where we can do them safely. So do you take the chance and try to do it in this environment? No. I mean, the only possible exception to this is if you're sufficiently isolated from this environment, which would require a lot. It would require you as the man to be sufficiently wealthy that you could take your family out into the middle of nowhere, you know, and you can make your money living out in the middle of nowhere, and you get your wife away from cities and other broads and all this other shit, and you have her homeschool the kids. And, you know, essentially you kind of live in your little compound out in the woods and you take away your wife's cell phone. And what's the likelihood of that working out? I mean, I'll be the first to tell you it's low. Is it possible? Is it possible for a man to find, you know, a good woman, quote unquote, trademark, and raise the kids and pull this off and not get... It's possible. Is it probable? Not likely. The odds are stacked against you. You're working against a lot of stuff there. I'm wondering. I think he means I'm wondering. I'm wondering, is there any white country in the world where there's patriarchy, men aren't getting divorced, raped, or at least divorced, and now some other men are raising their kids and fucking their former wife while still some alimony is required? Does that place exist? I doubt. I don't know what it is. And to all you Westerners, And to all you Westerners, my voice is going to shit. Hang on one second. All right, I'm back. That's what happens when you do insufficient vocal warm-ups. And to all you Westerners, stop talking shit about Easter Europe. I'm pretty sure he means Eastern Europe. And Russia like it's some sort of safe haven, because it's not. Also, we all know that the percentage of high-value white men... You know, this whole high-value men. Oh my God, I've just reached my limit. I have completely reached my limit on this phrase, high-value men. I'm sure I'll rant about that sometime in the future. I have hit my fucking limit on that one. If you have used the phrase high-value man in a sentence other than ridiculing people for using that phrase, you are not a high-value man. It's really that simple. If you're actually using that phrase and you're serious about it, you think you're describing something, okay, you're not a man. You're not masculine. You're not cool. You're not a guru. You're not red pill. You're not rational. You have no fucking idea what you're talking about. You're using a word and you have no idea what it means, which is one of the most effeminate things you can possibly fucking do with your miserable life. Also, we all know that the percentage of high-value white men we want reproducing is much higher than high-value white women. Well, yes, that's because the number of high-value white women would be zero. There's not enough good women for every good man. But you don't have to worry about me reproducing because I'm bad at making money. But if I was good at it, I'd probably reproduce in Asia. That means I would become a passport bro in current circumstances. It seems the only solution for those who want to have a family and don't want to get cucked. I don't know, aren't the Asian chicks picking up on this by now? They have cell phones. Shrugologist responded to that. And he says, even the most traddest of trad cucks are getting cucked. Three-timer Steve Harvey and two-timer Kevin Costner are getting court niggered. Their wives are divorcing them for their friends. Look, this is the thing. When you're a meal ticket... Right, when you're just a meal ticket like Steve Harvey or Kevin Costner, the chick married you because you're a meal ticket. And when you got a system where she can divorce you and still get the money, why would you even expect your wife to stick around? Maybe, I'm just spitballing this, I'm making this up. Maybe you have a better chance of staying married if you're poor. Just because there's not, she can't get anything from you in the divorce. If you're a rich guy and you get married, like, what's the point? Like, if you're Steve Harvey or Kevin Costner, why don't you just have sex with the girl for a couple of weeks and then give her a bunch of money and cut out all the marriage and then having to do stuff and then act like you like each other and then divorce and then give a bunch of money to lawyers? I mean, just bang her for a couple of weeks and give her a fucking briefcase full of cash. Say, here, buy. Oh, that's prostitution. I forgot. That's illegal. We can't have that. That's immoral. Marrying a man, promising to love him till you do and you die and you don't, and in sickness and in health, and obey him, and, entering into this contract in front of both the state and God if you got married in a wedding, and then... saying, well, you know what? I'm breaking the contract because I'm a woman and I'm unhappy and I have no impulse control and I'm not held accountable for anything. And divorce raping the guy, see, that's totally okay. That's completely morally and ethically acceptable in our society. But just fucking banging a chick for 2 weeks and then giving her some money to go away, that makes you a bad person. This is the society we live in. It can't be saved. There's no saving this. There's no fixing this. Until women have all of their political power taken away from them, there is no fixing this. Alan Roger Curry says he has a link to a YouTube video, and he says Cappy promotes this guy, no BS. I don't know who we're promoting, but yes, I'm aware that Cappy promotes a lot of people. That doesn't mean I agree with who Cappy promotes. As I've said before, Cappy is a grown-ass man. He can promote whoever he wants to promote, because remember, Cappy, unlike me, is selling products. He's selling books. He's selling his minimalism course. He's selling his body if he has a chance, as long as his girlfriend doesn't find out about it. You know, he's selling drugs. Oh, no, I sell the drugs out of his house when he's gone for the winter. Because, yeah, it works a lot better because I set up my meth lab at Cappy's house. That way, if I get busted, well, see, I just run away and they think that the guy who lives there is doing it. One day, Cappy's going to come back from Las Vegas and the sheriff is going to be waiting for him. Oh, hey, what's up there? We found your meth lab. All right, Free Range Fornicator says this. Wait, what? Tate fucked Southern. Okay, so he says, where is this coming from? This is coming from Rolo Tomasi. Rolo Tomasi said this on his YouTube channel. Rolo Tomasi, he is the rational male. He has a do-rag on his head, okay? If he said it, it must be true. I mean, he did say that Lauren was divorced before she announced that she was divorced. He was right about that. I mean, Rolo does hang out with Tate. I mean, if Tate did fuck Southern, he's going to brag about it. That's the only reason you would fuck her. I mean, I would fuck Lauren Southern only so that I could tell everybody that I did it. Also, Rolo's daughter, why do you think so? I think so because according to something else I heard somewhere on the internet, so it must be true. You know, someone was talking about how Rolo's daughter is a slut. And the reason I think Tate fucked her is just because Tate is fucking all of these little right-wing whores. You know, like, what's her face? Pearl. I bet she would love to take his cock if she hasn't taken it. It's just, if you're Andrew Tate and you're like the fucking poster child for whatever he's the poster child for, right? You're like the ultimate bad person on the planet Earth. All these trad cuck women are going to be attracted to you. I just think statistically speaking, it's likely that Andrew Tate fucked Rolo's daughter. I have no evidence of this. I'm just playing the odds. In that case, maybe Mullen, you also fucked Lauren. Well, maybe. And I mean, she hangs out with Destiny also. Maybe she fucked him as well. I mean, guys, it's not, she's a white woman. It's not like she's only had sex with one guy in her life. Okay? You know how many dicks have been inside Lauren Southern? I don't know, but I can theorize. I will definitely go with triple digits. She's over 100. I'll bet money on that. All right. I've been involved in right-wing activism when I was young. Every good-looking enough guy there is basically an Eskimo brother with other guys. All right. I'm going to admit my ignorance. I don't know what an Eskimo brother is. Hold on, I'm going to type it into YouTube and find out. Type it into YouTube. I'm going to type it into Google and find out. Oh, men who have had sex with the same partner at different points in time. Yes! Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'm saying, yeah, right wing, it's a small crowd, and they've got all these groupies. Yeah, there's this select group of female groupies that hover around, you know, the alt-right, the right wing, the cuckosphere, the manosphere, the red pillars, whatever we want to call it, you know, that corner of the internet. And the guy in the center of the circle, jerk, is Andrew Tate. He's banged all of these chicks. If you're banging any of these chicks, you have been where Andrew Tate has already gum. I can't talk. That would have been funny if I'd have fucking articulated myself. If you're banging any of these chicks, take three. If you're banging any of these chicks, you are going where Andrew Tate has already come. You are right about manosphere and cuckery, but I forget what I want. But I forget what I wanted to elaborate. I only know about Destiny because he debated TFM, and I of course didn't listen to that debate, and I was vindicated because it happened the same way I thought it would happen. I'm thinking of dyeing my hair blue, and I don't give a fuck what any trad cuck has to say about it. And yes, bright colors means a thing to avoid in nature. All right, free range, you go ahead and dial. God. Dye your hair blue. I think it's great. Alan Roger Curry. No. Spicoli says to Alan Roger Curry. That's a good point. I remember the great one saying Cappy is his own man, which is true, but at least call him out for associating and promoting this grift. This does not help our cause. It just keeps us boxed in. Oh, don't worry, guys. I give Cappy shit. But also keep in mind, because this is not the Blab Aaron Cleary Secrets podcast. I mean, Aaron and I do occasionally talk about this kind of stuff. We also, because we're not losers, we talk about other things when we're hanging out together. We don't just sit here and rant about women in the manosphere constantly. Sometimes we talk about the weather or video games or hiking or fossils, you know, because we're not chronically obsessed with internet drama. But I also know things that I know from Cappy that they're just things I'm not going to be repeating. I have some levels of inside knowledge. I'm not saying I know everybody's deep, dark secrets. I don't know Rollo Tomasi's social security number or anything. I haven't seen naked pictures of his daughter or nothing. I'm just saying I do know some things that will remain known only to me. Well, are those good things or bad things, great? Well, it's some of both. I'm not going to fucking tell you. That's why I'm telling you. You're not going to know. So don't worry. I give Aaron shit. Here's somebody sent a link. We'll maybe deal with that some other time. All right. Milton's Nutsack leaves this comment. Fuck the cuckosphere. It's been a joke since 2020, nothing but grifters collaborating to keep their channels relevant, then turning on each other over money. These idiots are acting like high school freshmen, an absolute joke of a place to be online now. Yes. Dumbass Aussie says, wait, you're telling me a bald mulatto human trafficker with no jaw, blue-haired anti-natalist cuckold, and a Muslimist farming implement from the 1700s aren't the future of our hecking awesome and trad-pilled manosphere movement? Say it ain't so. I know, and it's shocking. Isn't it shocking? Unrelated and disappointing, you fell for the fresh and fit psyop and didn't at least watch the episode they had with Nick Fuentes and Destiny. Nick is good crack. You'll like him. I mean, I've seen a little bit of Nick. He's had some funny points. I saw he did a bit talking about Virgin Mary and God knocking her up, and it was kind of cute. Here's the thing. Here's my thing about Nick. Because Nick is a youngin. Okay, where do I start this? Right-wingers have this desperate need for outside validation from minorities. No. Right-wing cucks have a need, a psychological need for validation from people who are not heterosexual white men who have done anything with their lives. Maybe that's a way to put it. Let me just finish this out. You'll see where I'm going with this. Now, I say this with both great humility and with great pride. I have moved past the need for external validation from other people. Now, I still need external validation. For example, if I say it's raining outside, I need external validation in that I need some empirical evidence that outside, so like on the other side of the wall that's right there, right outside under the open sky, that rain is falling from the sky. Now, I need this validation by utilizing at least one of my senses, could be my eyesight, to see the rain falling. Then I could confirm this validation by walking out on my patio and sticking my hand out there and feeling the water hit my hand, okay? So I've made a statement, it's raining outside. I do require external validation to verify objectively and empirically the statement I made about it raining. What I do not need is validation from another human to agree with me on this. And I especially don't need validation from a woman or a black person. And this is cuckservant. Ah, well, look at Pearl. Pearl said that it's okay for men to have sex with other women who aren't their wives. Wow, I'm so validated now. Like, I do not need or want or seek validation from a woman. Women cannot solve the problems that are plaguing white men / Western civilization. Seeking their approval, seeking out all this effort spent by the right, looking for women who agree with them, and looking for colored people who agree with them. Well, look, we found a colored woman, and she voted for Ronald Reagan. Okay, you're still an idiot. I mean, you're still a moron. But right-wingers, they've got to have this external validation from people who aren't heterosexual white men, who are minority groups, whatever, however we want to phrase this. Which brings us to Nick. Nick as a Zoomer, it's the same thing. It's right-wingers going around, wow, look at Nick Fuentes, he's a Zoomer and he agrees with us. Okay, but you're still an idiot. And Nick Fuentes is still going to get removed from the internet at some point, and he's not the fucking Messiah. So, okay, I'm sure Nick Fuentes says some funny stuff. I'm sure he's right about some things, but I don't care. I really don't care because I have fucking underwear that are older than he is. And just like I don't care about the opinions of a woman and I don't care about the opinions of a colored person, I also don't care about the opinions of a fucking 19-year-old kid. Ooh, his 19 years of life experience. Is he going to come fucking... He's got some new shit that nobody's ever heard of before? What, is he going to tell us how to build the fucking roads? Just shut up. I don't care. I do not care. I don't need the external validation of other people. Richard and Sal used to comment, this is on When Will TGO Return, when I left you guys a post telling you that I was working my ass off. Richard and Sal says, fuck, I quit the Manosphere and I'm having great one withdrawals. Well, hopefully you're getting a little bit of fix back and you're starting to come down from your DTs. Hope you survived that. Thomas Crown also said, great one. I know you're a fan of 60s and 70s classic television shows. Have you ever spent much time watching The Rockford Files or The $6 Million Man? If so, are either one worth investing time in watching? Well, now back in the day, yes, I did watch The Rockford Files. In fact, for some reason, I thought about The Rockford Files lately because there was The Rockford Files. Because I'm trying to see, it's been a long time. I want to say he was a lawyer or was he a detective? See, it's been so long, I can't even remember. But I do remember The Rockford Files. And I remember watching it. And then there's also, there's Ironside, which was about this lawyer who is in a wheelchair. And then The $6 Million Man. I watched the shit out of The $6 Million Man. Steve Austin, not Steve Austin, Stone Cold, the Rattlesnake. Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass. No, Austin 313. $6 Million Man. I've seen both of those shows. Are they worth watching? It's been so long that, you know, I have good memories. Even though I can't remember anything about it, I have good memories of The Rockford Files, which, I mean, kind of doesn't make a lot of sense. And $6 Million Man, I have good memories of The $6 Million Man. But that was a long time ago, and they could be total dog shit. But it would be worth checking out. All right, then we get to my podcast about Venti and Pearl and Rolo. We got a bunch of comments on this one. This is what said, all right, I got to sit down and go through these comments because we got a lot of commentary on these last two episodes. Shrugologist says this, Venti, a part nigger, is taking down pearly things, an unmarried nigger fucking white woman over purity. Sit down and let that slowly sink in. It's a good point. And so I checked this out. Okay, so that explains it. Venti apparently had a black mother and a white father. Okay, that explains the jawline. Because I thought, like I said, I looked at Venti and I thought this was a tranny. Okay, that explains it. She's mixed race. Free Range Fornicator responded to that comment and says, this, modern politics is a shit show. Yeah, you know, and again, the Venti pearly things, it's just women trash talking each other on the internet. And you say, well, she's attacking Rolo too. Okay, so it's just women trash talking each other on the internet. Free Range Fornicator says this, we are so fucked to the point I want to ride a hedonistic treadmill all the way down to the collapse of Western civilization. Manosphere is truly fucked. Was a long time ago. I would even argue since the beginning when MGTO started trending. And probably so. I mean, it started early. It builds. It's not a slippery slope theory. It's not a slippery slope fallacy. It's incrementalism. Everything dies by incrementalism. Everything is built by incrementalism. Have you listened to the latest Rule Zero podcast? I have not. I have listened to some Rule Zero podcasts in the past, but I have not listened to Rule Zero in a very long time, well over a year. A waste of time, mostly. All of that podcast could have been three times shorter. Yes, because if you've got Rolo on there, as I've said, let's talk about this again. Yeah, he wrote The Rational Male, which is a great accomplishment. Good book. Everyone should read it. At the time he wrote it, the things in it were not common knowledge. Here's the thing, because I was thinking about this, and we'll get to these comments. A couple of guys are like, I didn't even know who the fuck Rolo was until you started talking about him. So I'm sitting there thinking, how could you not know who Rolo is? How do you not know about the book The Rational Male? Okay, but I'm thinking about way back, I just pulled the book off of my shelf here because I didn't want to see when this was written because I don't remember. 2017? Really? No, like, I thought this book was older than that. I really did. Wait, this is 2023. You're telling me this book is only 6 years old? Damn. I mean, I shit you not. If you would have asked me, I would have said that Rollo wrote this book like 12 years ago. That cannot be right. Is that right? That's what it says. Copyright 2017. Wow. I am genuinely kind of flabbergasted right this minute. I really thought this book was older than this. Maybe, wow, time, I sound like a woman, wow, just wow. Oh my God, I was raped. Rollo Tomasi raped me. You've never seen Rollo Tomasi in person. It doesn't matter, he raped me anyway. How dare you doubt a woman? You're not a woman. How dare you question my gender? Like, this is the world we live in because no one will tell women no. I was joking, I could do that seriously and people would take me serious. This is the world we live in, thanks to the inability of heterosexual white men to control their fucking broads. All right, well, apparently in 2017, the things in this book people didn't know. Now, a mere 6 years later, and maybe this is a positive testimony. I think there's a lot of people in our corner of the universe, if they picked up this book right now and read it, when they finish, they'd get to the end and they would say, that was really long-winded, because it is. And second, they would say, I really knew all of that already. And so Rollo has put himself in this place where he did this great achievement. And now he can't follow up on it. He walked on the moon, but he can't go back to the moon. He's never going back to the moon. He's never going to walk on the moon again. But he also can't just go home and spend time with his family and shut up and stay off the internet. Because he's got whatever need he has for drama. He's a great one. You're on the internet. But I'm not doing drama. I'm doing entertainment. I'm at least attempting to be funny. Rollo, this is why I make fun of him for this. Rollo is just hypergamy over and over and over. He just says the same thing over and over and over. He's a one-trick pony, a dead one-trick pony, laying in my living room right there. That's why I can't stop beating the dead horse. Because it's so pathetic. I mean, he should be a millionaire because he took this fucking Bitcoin investing course from these two fucking crypto bros. Why is he even on the internet? Rollo, go home. Retire. Don't you have a wife or something? Do you have any hobbies? Get off the fucking YouTube. Why are you on YouTube arguing with little fucking half-breed 23-year-old girls and trying to get people to send you pictures of her naked? This is what you're doing with your life? You're not masculine. Take that fucking do-rag off your head and shave. Fuck. Anyhow, why was I going there? Oh, have you listened to latest Rule Zero? A waste of time, mostly. All the podcasts could have been 3 times shorter. Yes, because it's just Rollo repeating himself over and over and over because he's got nothing new. Hey, guys, I wrote The Rational Male and Women Are Hypergamous. Hey, did you know women are hypergamous? Did you know the woman's SMV goes down as she gets older? Hey, guys, did you know that I wrote The Rational Male? It's a book where I talked about hypergamy and how women's SMV goes down and women are hypergamous, but they don't know their SMV goes down because they're hypergamous and they don't have self-awareness. And I wrote all this in the book called The Rational Male. Yeah, thank you. We got it. This is why on my podcast, sometimes I talk about comic books. Sometimes I talk about hiking. Sometimes I talk about computer games. because I don't want to spend every fucking... Hey, guys, did you know that even without the government, you can make a flat place on the ground? Hey, did you know that flat places on the ground can exist without taxation? Did you know that if you just take the ground and you get a shovel, you can make the ground flat and you don't have to drop bombs on other countries? Did you know that you can make a flat place on the ground? Free Range Fornicator continues. Basically, I've been vindicated, you, Rolo, and others also, when we tried to explain to trad cucks that most of those so-called conservative Christian unicorns are whores. But I was called names. Yes, oh God, don't insult the trad thought fucking conservative Christian unicorn girls. Oh no, see, oh, my girlfriend is different. My wife is different. My daughter is, she's a unicorn. God, I don't know who I want to put against the wall more, political enemies from the left or trad cucks. I mean, yeah, it's I would go with the left. Thing is, as soon as you kill all the leftists, the trad cucks immediately become the most leftist people in the room, and then you just continue the killing spree of the leftist, because now the trad cucks are the leftist. Who the fuck is that Pearly Things? Well, you know about as much about her as I do. She is an overweight, pudgy, very unattractive white woman who is repeating Andrew Tate's talking points and getting a lot of attention from right-wing trad cuck manosphere men because all of those masculine men are so desperate for external validation from a woman that any woman who shows up on the internet and repeats anything that Andrew Tate said, they all just rush over and point at her and go, look, look, see, there's a woman who agrees with us. See, see, that means we're right. A woman agrees with us. I'm validated now. It's because they're insecure. It's just the intellectual insecurity, not necessarily emotional insecurity. I mean, all humans are emotionally insecure to some extent. But it's an intellectual insecurity. Again, see, I don't need anyone to validate for me my assessment that you can make a flat place on the ground without dropping bombs on other countries. I don't give a fuck who agrees with me about that. I don't need anyone to agree with me on that. But the manosphere, they're constantly seeking coloreds and women to agree with them because they need that. When you're right, you don't need external validation from other people, especially people who are outside of your in-group. Who the fuck is that Pearly Things? I've heard one of Cappy's friends mentioning her on Edward Dutton's podcast. I don't know who Edward Dutton is. That friend of his wrote a book about the occult origins of feminism. Early feminists were Satanists and practiced black magic. Shocking. All fucking feminists are Satanists. I mean, fake Satanists, not real Satanists like the Satanic Church, but they're all Satanists like the Satanic Temple. Like, we respect a woman's right to abortion. We follow the science. Oh my God, we're going to follow the science. Oh, and he put a link, to a Amazon book, Occult Feminism, Secret History, Liberation. Yeah, sure, feminist, Satanist, probably. I don't doubt that. Free Range Fornicator says, I listen to various content creators for educational and entertainment value they provide, and I really think that we're fucked. Good and smart guys in the manosphere are collaborating with grifters and betas like Destiny. Trad cucks like Lotus Eaters can't stop licking Lauren Southern's run-through pussy. I wonder, did she fuck Sargon? Probably. I don't know who Lotus Eaters is. Men in general create good content and barely get any money, but some ugly trad whore like Pearly Things comes and she is men's rights and she is men's rights sensation and gets to earn bank. Guys on our side of the spectrum are pathetic. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you got some guy out there saying this stuff and saying it well and articulating himself, I mean, he may make some money, but he's not raking it in. I mean, let's take a look. As much as I make fun of Joker, I know I've made fun of Joker a lot in the past. I've been watching some of his stuff lately. And Joker's doing less of the girls are poopy heads and more things that are more interesting and a little more analytical. And so he's a good example. Like, I don't know how much Joker is making on all of his, you know, only man's accounts or whatever. And I could probably sit down and figure this out. But I bet he's making less than the fucking half-breed Brittany. I bet he's making less than fucking chubby pearly thing. And he's far more intelligent than those two combined. Free Range Fornicator continues. But you see, TGO, me and you are not nice. No, we are not. I am not nice. I'm like the witch in Into the Woods. I'm not nice. I'm just right. See, TGO, me and you are not nice. You have principles and don't do collabs with subhuman males. Well, I do hang out with Aaron. Oh, he is short. Oh, you don't cater to purple pill. That's why almost no one gives you money. That's why I almost don't have any friends, because I can't stand simps who are pushing their ways on me. It is hard to get along with the commoners. That's why we're fucked, because everyone prefers popularity, money, being nice, feelings, over doing and saying what needs to be done and said. No, no fucking collabs with trad whores and grifters who hire prostitutes for their podcast. Who is willing to make that kind of plea? Oh, you know about Marjorie Taylor Greene or whatever her name? No, I have no idea who Marjorie Taylor Greene is. You know about Marjorie Taylor Greene or whatever her name is? She showed up a lot on Alex Jones' show. Turns out she divorced, probably because she was cheating on her husband. It's on the latest Rule Zero episode I mentioned. Conservative, dissident, right, Christian, political hero. I'm out, unless I think of something more to comment. No, I don't know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is. I'll type her name into Google when I get done with the episode here and see if there's anything there worth making fun of. And the music kicks in as I'm taking a drink. See, that was when I was supposed to make some kind of pithy comment to go out on. And anyway, I did not make it through all the comments. So there will be another episode where I'll wrap up the comments. So you guys have until the next episode to get your comments in, and then you'll be able to hear them in the next episode.